This is the I'm Self Eating Disorder podcast, a podcast where we teach you about eating disorders and give you information that you may not ever heard about. And of course, you're going to fight off that bitch of an eating disorder. I'm your host, Queen June Borgman. And in today's episode, episode 17 of season 7, we're talking about fear of abandonment and codependency. Episode 17, as you've heard in the intro, is all about fear of abandonment and codependency. This episode, maybe for the people that are listening to this and have an eating disorder and are so busy with the food, are like, what the fuck are you talking about? This is not me. But depending on which situation you are and how far you are in recovery, this is most definitely a subject that could be hitting home later in your journey. And it's something I've seen with a lot of patients. It's something I have myself. So it is very, very interesting to jump in and to learn how to reflect and realize and acknowledge and distinguish what is going on so you don't get dragged into the sense of fear. So that's why this episode is here for you. I know I haven't been here for quite some time. I've been traveling. I've had a concussion redo again. I also was a little bit uninspired, and I would never put out episodes just for the sake of putting out episodes, because I think it's always important to talk qualitatively and not quantitatively. I don't even know if that's English, to make sure that you get the information that you need for recovery and not just put out some half-ass episodes. So that being said, don't forget to follow the podcast, share it with a friend, tell a friend, tell your parents, tell your coworkers, everybody that needs to get knowledge about this, and of course, including yourself. Enjoy this short but strong episode. Fear of abandonment and codependency very much go hand in hand, because of the fear of abandonment, codependency will be a natural reaction on it. Fear of abandonment can be something that actually started out maybe in childhood, or maybe later on in adolescence, or due to different situations. Maybe your caregivers weren't that present always in your early years. Maybe you meet somebody that has given you a bad relationship and a lot of push and pull, or maybe you've had maybe you're extra sensitive, HSP, or maybe you have a background of abuse, and all of these things can somehow develop a certain part of codependency. Codependency being dependent on somebody to make you feel a certain way and to give you a certain way of reassurance. And now, this isn't always a bad thing, because one of the things of fear of abandonment is that people can also jump into being very independent because they don't ever want to feel that way again. But that's also, you know, two parts of going into the extremes. So the extreme of not being dependent at all because you don't want to open up your heart again, and being totally dependent that you may be jumping to relationships, you may be jumping to jobs, you may be jumping to everything quite quickly without really reassessing, because you just don't want to sit by yourself and be with yourself. And these types of behaviors, what maybe feels in the beginning as a smart thing to do because you're soothing your sense of fear, actually will put you up for failure later in the long run because of choosing the wrong people, specifically in relationships. So having that form of patience in this case is so very, very important. Then you're thinking, Queenie, how does this translate back to my food? Well, specifically for the people with binge eating, it translates back to, you know, feeling that urge and directly jumping into it and then having a binge. That same cycle, you can see back in this same cycle what I'm just describing. You know, quickly finding a solution, quickly finding the fix to not feel that certain way, to not feel that discomfort, to not feel that fear. And if you see that, that's a very, very important, you know, if you can see that connection and see those dots and see it in yourself while listening to this or maybe listening to another podcast, it is something you highly need to work on and put into perspectives, because your life path really, really will be influenced by the choices you make based on fear and based on that basically ending up in shitty situations. Either it being binge eating, either being in a bad relationship, either being it sabotaging your own connections because of you having a problem being alone. Of course, in the beginning of this episode, I said I dealt with this as well, and maybe still deal with it as we speak. I'm not afraid to say that, or nor being ashamed to say that. For me personally, the push and pull in a relationship a year ago triggered for me this, and I actually didn't had it before, actually during my eating disorder. I didn't have the codependency things. But it later on got triggered, and now I see in my relationships when I'm with, in this case, a partner, how it can influence it. However, I choose not to react on it. So that's a way different thing. And maybe we'll talk about it, but I will not react on it. If I do pull it further, and this is something that I'm, yes, you know, my personal tea, my story, maybe you could see the dots as well. If I pull it way back, I had this thing that when I was small, this kid didn't want to play with me. And now looking back at it, I'm like, you know, fuck you, I don't even give a shit. But, you know, having the type of knowledge that I have now would be so nice if you're like 5 or 6 years old. But yeah, it doesn't work that way. So that fear of abandonment was there, and it did went through to the binge eating. Regarding looks, for example, you know, if I look this certain way, or now I gained this certain much amount of weight, nobody will see me anymore, or I'm less valuable, or stuff like that. And that would be a big part in that part of that story, basically, and had influences on the fact why I was binge eating and what heaviness and weight I connected to the results of the binge eating, that I would be less lovable, less likable, less prettier, and yada yada yada. And if you can see these connections, what is so important, and for everybody it's different, that is very valuable information to have. However, at some point you have, you know, an insight on all the connections, you have your whole full pedigree on why shit happens, and then comes the part of action on how to deal with it. And specifically if you're now in your binge eating phase, eating disorder phase, and it doesn't always apply only on binge eating. It could also be like punishing, because maybe if I would be this, I would be, you know, would be liked, or would be ta-ta-ta-ta. And that is also found in binge eating, but also in bulimia, also in restricting with anorexia. Then, like I said, the part of action is there. And that part of action is really reflecting and acknowledging your waves of thoughts, but not per se always react on it. Because if you've teach yourself not to react on all of these thoughts, you actually also become stronger in not reacting in all of those binge eating thoughts, or not all of these purging thoughts, or not all of these restricting parts. Because the moment you can just sit and almost disconnect in a way that you can overview it in a helicopter view, you will get that skill, and that will help with your eating disorder recovery. And now I'm thinking, maybe you're thinking, like you said, the word disconnect, but people with eating disorders are more in their mind, the less in their feelings, so disconnecting is a bad thing. Everybody with an eating disorder should listen more to their body and less to their mind, to be honest, but it depends on which type of phase you are. But when it comes down to this, it really is taking a step back and not fully reacting on everything you feel, and filter them, and also know that everything that you feel is not always true. And because of that, you have a way healthier overview, and you can see these connections like I'm talking about, like fear of abandonment and codependency, to make sure that you don't fall into the trap and just do everything in the sake of suiting yourself. Because you can also suit yourself by doing nothing and just listen, and after doing something by reflecting and putting it into perspective. These type of skills are hella important. So if there's one action point that I can basically give to you, is that, you know, acknowledge what type of thought pattern you're having, see where you can put the connection from it in the past, and see what you want to do with it now, and know the route you would take from fear, and know the route you would take from knowledge, because there are two routes you can follow in this. And I can always guarantee you that the route of with knowledge is the more suitable, more soothing route than actually the route based on fear. So guys, this was this episode. Very short, I know, but hopefully very informative. Codependency will fuck you over by making choices you do rapidly, either in partners, either in jobs, either in studies, maybe you need a gap year or something like that, only because you don't want to feel a certain discomfort. And therefore you'll be ending up with the wrong people or wrong education or the wrong job. And that is such a shame. I've been there as well, and I don't do that anymore. I take my goddamn time, and it gives me so much better quality of people in my life, so much better jobs, and so much better overview in general, and so much better quality of life. Every choice you base up basically upon fear will not always be a good choice you can later on, you know, pluck the fruits from, because it's always a quick decision, a decision that is very highly based on emotions. And sometimes we should be more connected with our emotions, but not that type of emotion for eating disorder patients, because we're already filled with fear. And actually it doesn't make a difference if we're going to make a decision on that soil basically again. So guys, I hope you like this episode. I will be there with another episode when I feel inspired. We still have 3 episodes left for this season, and we're almost at 20,000. If you would, could share this with people, and share it on your Instagram story, because that's actually where we grab the attention of most of the people. That would be so nice, and I hope you see the valuable part of also connecting other subjects than only food into your eating disorder recovery, because it's not about the food. So thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you, or you will hear from me, the next time. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed the episode, and I also hope you learned something from it and it helps you out with recovery. In the meantime, I want to give you a little bit of a heads up of all the things where you can find us. You can find us on @imstuff_com on Instagram, @imstuff.nl on TikTok, and on imstuff.nl, where we even have an ebook about eating disorders. So if you want to know more, check that out. And just don't forget to share the episode, give it to a friend that you think is in need, and you can follow the podcast and leave a review if you want to. Enjoy that, and enjoy your day.